You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. As always, joined by Kerry Muscat, excellent beat writer for MLB.com, longtime voice on the Cubs. And I'm wondering, Kerry, the Cubs, as we speak, are headed to Toronto for a series against the Blue Jays. No shortage of DH options on their September bench. But I'm just wondering, bigger picture, what do you think? Could the National League ever have a designated hitter? Could that rule be become uniform in both leagues?
No.
Just don't.
I'm not going to let it go at that.
I don't think
it'll ever happen. No.
Yeah, the NL just too bound to the tradition.
Yeah, I prefer National League Baseball, so I would hope that they wouldn't do it. But no, I don't see any change. I don't see any reason for any change, and I'd let it go at that.
Well, I'm on the other side of that. I don't like watching number eight hitters get intentionally walked and pitchers bunt. But that's the beauty of beauty of viewpoints. They differ. Wondering, the Cubs closer, it seems like we never don't spend much time talking about him, which is probably a good thing. There is a lot of talk in Cleveland about the Indians' young pitching with their rotation kind of putting them into playoff contention. And one guy they lost to the Cubs, Hector Rondon, the Cubs closer, 23 for 27 in save situations as we're talking, and a very impressive whip of 1.1, only allowed one home run in 55 and a third innings this year. Any reason why he wouldn't have cemented his position as a long-term closer for the Cubs?
No, I think he's pretty much he has finally – I think part of the reason that he's done well is that he's healthy. And he's also, as manager Rick Renteria was telling us not too long ago, that Rondon finally trusts his stuff, and that's helped a lot. Obviously, they'd love for him to have more save opportunities, but I think heading into 2015, the closer is probably one position and one that they just don't have to worry about at all. The other nice thing is that they have other options if Rondon wasn't their guy in hard throwers like Brian Schlitter, who's been pretty impressive, or you've got Neil Ramirez, who I like and has been used in late inning situations too. So I think that's a nice thing, is that, you know, this year we started out, the Cubs started out with Jose Veras. You know, they've gone through the Carlos Marmol craziness. You know, now it seems like that's one position that's pretty steady.
Yeah, and more power arms coming in the system for the bullpen. Pedro Strop's been solid for most of the year. So, yeah, it definitely seems like that bullpen is set to be an area of strength, which it's going to need to be as the Cubs try to grow into being a contender. A guy that's just been phenomenal to watch in the last 10 days, Jorge Soler. Interesting story. And you wrote it recently about how far back the Cubs international scouting director Louis L. Hoa had scouted him, and just how close that relationship had grown before Soler signed with the Cubs. Kerry, mind just kind of going over that a little bit? How Jorge Soler was kind of in the crosshairs of the Cubs, really, even maybe before Theo Epstein was hired as the general manager.
Well, Louis told me that he first saw Soler in 2009 during an international tournament in Venezuela, and that he stood out then. And obviously, Soler's always apparently been a very large young man, so it would be easy just for him to stand out that way. But he was playing for the Cuban team against which happened to lose that tournament to the U.S. squad in the finals. The U.S. team had Manny Machado on it, had Bryce Harper on it. But Soler did hit a home run for Cuba in that tournament, and the Cubs, Louis said he sort of kept an eye on him, st- starting then, and they couldn't do much until he got out of Cuba, obviously, and got to the Dominican, and there were some showcases that they had, some tryouts, and got to know the family a little bit, got to know more about Soler and realized that this was the guy they wanted to target. They were looking at both Soler and Yoenis Cespedes at the same time, but Soler seemed to be a much better fit considering how young the Cubs are going, how they were looking for more prospects, and it all seemed to work out very well.
I suppose Rick Renteria is going to take it a little bit easy on Soler. It is September, a team not in the running. But I just had to laugh on, he had a streak of, 8 games with either an extra base hit or an RBI. First time anybody had done that at the start of their career in big leagues in more than 70 years. And then he goes a mere 1-for-4, with a single and no RBI, and all just like that, he was out of the lineup for the last game against the Pirates. But that's more to do with his hamstring problems earlier in the year, right?
Right, it's totally to do with his legs. It has nothing to do with his performance, because the plan all year when he was Soler in the minor leagues is to get him to stay healthy has to been pretty much play 3-4 days on and then get a day off. And so Sunday was a scheduled day off. He'd played 14 innings on Saturday when the Cubs played kind of a game and a half to make up a suspended game. So he'd really put in enough time. They want to make sure that he goes into the off season healthy. It's been a challenge to get him back from after he injured his hamstring just in the very first game with Double-A Tennessee, and so it's more a precautionary approach than anything else.
Since we last spoke for MLB.com Extras, the final September call-ups were made. And as had been expected all along, Chris Bryant wasn't added for September. Looks like he's going to be named to every minor league player of the year list there is after his 43 home run season between AA and AAA at an OPS of almost 1.1, which is just about unheard of in this age of pitching domination. Kerry, you're okay with him not calling up Chris Bryant for September?
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all. I think this is his first full season in the pros. He got his at-bats. There's no reason to rush him. There's no reason to start the service clock. I'm sure his agent would disagree with me, but there's really no reason to get him started up here. This is probably one of the most mature young men I've ever met, and if anybody can handle not being called up, it's Chris. I think he knows what he has to work on. He knows what he has to do this offseason. I wouldn't be surprised if he's already been hitting a little bit in the cage in his home in Vegas. I know he got a cat and he named it Wrigley, but I think that Chris will be fine. And I do think that Cubs fans will see Chris Bryant at Wrigley Field in September this year, because they will bring him up to just tout him as their minor league player of the year as well. So it's he'll be here and they can salute him, and he'll be ready for 2015.
Okay, move on. Close out with the lightning round. You gave me that DH answer so quick. I'm sure you're going to be up to it with this one. Watching Kyle Hendricks pitch the other night, this name popped into my mind: Oral Hershiser. Is Hershiser a good comparison for Kyle Hendricks?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch Hershiser that much. To me, every time I see him, he's more Maddox. It reminds me of Maddox, and I get that a lot from other players as well. And Kyle's had his good, the good outings. You know, like the one he had in Milwaukee where he threw 7 1/3, scoreless innings. I mean, I hear more Maddox than anybody else.
Okay, and finally, Carlos Zambrano visited Wrigley Field over the weekend, made it clear that he's retired from baseball. But you had a quote from him where he said he's done. He knows he doesn't think he could pitch anymore, but he thinks he can still hit. Will we see Big Z try to make a comeback as a hitter?
No, I think Carlos has done. He was joking that he was talking to some of the Cubs scouts, and he said he tried to throw the other day, and the ball felt like a rock. So I'm guessing it was probably a pretty heavy rock, and he couldn't do that. I'm not sure how he did. He was in Chicago for a softball game, a fundraiser type thing, and I'm not sure how he did. I know Billy Williams got a two-run single, which shows you that some hitters, you know, Billy Williams can roll out of bed and get a hit. But no, I think Big Z is done. He said he's very happy in Miami with his family and fishing and golfing and working at some businesses. Wasn't exactly sure what, but I think he looked pretty fit. He looked in good shape and seemed very happy. I think he's done.
Well, it was always fun watching him hit. I wouldn't mind seeing him come to the plate a few more times, but I guess I'll have to go to a softball field. So thank you very much, Kerry. This has been Phil Rogers with Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.